This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has hit a daily record of coronavirus cases with more than 83,000 reported infections, and hospitals in a number of states where the pandemic once seemed remote now say they are running out of space. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
After hitting a state record for COVID-19 cases, Utah Governor Gary Herbert is warning state residents, unless they take serious steps to limit group gatherings and wear masks, healthcare providers will be unable to properly care for all their patients. The U.S. surge mirrors a similarly widespread spike in Europe. The WHO's Maria Van Kerkhove.
We're in the autumn in the Northern Hemisphere. The influenza season is just about to begin. And so the demand for testing for people with respiratory diseases will increase. The demand for hospital needs for people who are sick will increase.
In Twin Falls, Idaho, St. Luke's Magic Valley Medical Center says it's overwhelmed with coronavirus patients. And except for newborns, all patients under age 18 will now be sent to Boise, some 128 miles away. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Europe, the pandemic continues to worsen.
Europe became the second region after Latin America to surpass 250,000 reported deaths from COVID-19 on Saturday, according to a Reuters tally. The region also reported at least 200,000 daily COVID-19 infections for the first time on Thursday. Europe now accounts for nearly 19% of global deaths. Meanwhile, Asia surpassed 10 million novel coronavirus infections on Saturday, behind only Latin America. Asia now accounts for about a quarter of the global caseload. Israel and Sudan announced plans on...
That is Reuters reporting. In Europe, the pandemic again worsens. It becomes the second region after Latin America to surpass 250,000 deaths. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say that a suicide bombing at an education center in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens more on Saturday. A Taliban spokesman on Twitter denied responsibility for the attack, which comes at a sensitive time as teams representing the insurgents and the government meet in Qatar to seek some type of peace deal. Countries throughout the Middle East are reacting to Israel and Sudan, agreeing to take steps to normalize relations there. We get more from Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
Israel and Sudan announced plans on Friday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by the U.S. That makes Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the start of a new era for his country's relations with the Arab world. But other parties were less enthusiastic. Iran's foreign ministry on Saturday described it as phony and accused Khartoum of paying a ransom in return for Washington removing it from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Palestinians, also unhappy with Sudan's decision, lamented the deal as a new stab in the back. Sudan follows the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, who both reached normalization agreements with Israel last month.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Egyptians voted Saturday in parliamentary elections, and a watch in which there was little doubt of a sweeping victory for the supporters of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The elections will be held in two phases, with the first covering 14 provinces Saturday and Sunday. The second in November will cover 13 provinces, including the capital, Cairo. Final results are expected sometime in December. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden gave starkly contrasting messages on Saturday about the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Trump addressed the supporters at an outdoor rally in North Carolina, one of the battleground states in the November 3rd election. He said again that America was turning the corner in the fight against COVID-19.
If Joe Biden and his Democrat socialists gain power, they will delay the vaccine, which is happening. I mean, we got them. They're coming real soon.
Biden, a former vice president, addressed supporters at a drive-in rally in the swing state of Pennsylvania and warned of a grim winter ahead.
This president cares more about the stock market than he does you, because he refuses to follow the science. It's estimated that if we just wore masks over the next few months, experts in his own administration say we'd save 100,000 lives.